Thanks for tuning into the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can do so on our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone.
Oh, shit. Of course they ended there.
Oh, man.
Damn straight.
Okay, that was really good.
I know, right?
That was really good.
Next two episodes are just epilogue. Like, we figured out the reveal, most of us anyway, we hope. But yeah, that's the sequence that I've been waiting for y'all to see.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's why they were digging all those fucking tunnels.
Alright, let's just start our instant reaction to this episode with all of that. Wow. Those were two phenomenal episodes. Greg, what did you think?
Man, just everything you could, I mean, it just culminated with, like, everything being together and just we got everything, everybody's together, everybody's fighting, all the, you know, great battle scenes, the great dialogue, the great, you know, it's just been awesome so far to experience this show.
Yeah. Brandy, what about you?
I don't even know what's going on. It was cool. A lot of scenes, and yeah, like Greg said, they all came together. And it went by, even though we were watching it for a while, it felt like it went by too fast.
Yeah.
Because we were just so engrossed in it. I don't know everything like you all know, but yeah, that was good.
Well, and yeah, there was a lot of, like, if you knew it, the Tolkien fan service was there. But a lot of times you didn't need, because it was like emotional beat after emotional beat. Like, every set of characters had their moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Durin and Elrond, Nori and the Stranger, Galadriel and Halbrand, you know, Isildur and his buddies, Elendil and Isildur, the horse and Isildur.
Some of it was predictable, like I predicted that guy's coming around the other end.
Coming. Yeah, he rides out of the scene. He's going to ride back into the scene.
Yeah. Well, you see him, and then I was like, okay, he's running too, but where did he go? He's coming around the other way. And I was like, oh, there it is. I knew it. Totally.
Yeah, movies 101.
But it was surprising that they used the other people that were with them to fight them, and then they killed them all, and then they realized, oh shit, like, what did we do? Because
yeah.
They got tricked. They thought they had it in the bag, and we're like, yeah, we're going to get them, and they...
Well, it's...
The Night of the Living Dead tricked them.
It's kind of an old school idea. Is what's the price of selling out?
It's not
free. Yeah. You know, it's like France. I've been watching a lot of World War II stuff lately, and France in the Second War. It's like, okay, sure, let the Nazis take over. That's got a price on it, dude. Mm. You just, Nazis take over your country. And Tolkien being Tolkien, yeah, there's some of that in this. And the writers are going doubling down on that, where these people are learning the hard way. That they didn't just sell out to anybody. They sold out to the orcs. And the orcs do things orc way.
Yeah.
Justin, you still muted?
Justin, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good, pretty solid. Like I said, I saw some negativity going into this thing from where people, when it first came out, and I haven't seen it yet. You know, maybe... But first six episodes, pretty good. This these last two episodes that we just watched, 5 and 6, were pretty fantastic. Everything looks good. They do everything good. It is, like I made a comment earlier in one of the episodes, like the only thing I could see that like somebody might have a slim negative response to is like, man, even some of the good guys, like, I don't like right now. Like, there's a couple of people that I do kind of like and I'm kind of rooting for, see what's going on. But even some of the good guys are kind of assholes right now. So it's like picking and choosing, or maybe there it's one of those shows so far that's like, you don't have, oh, I'm like 100% rooting for this person right now. I mean, that may change by the end of this season, or it may change by going through like the second season or whatever. And I mean, even the bad guy in this thing, like he's totally got sort of a point, right? I mean, a lot of those people and orcs and stuff don't really choose what they become. They become that way, like in crazy, like unfortunate ways. And then like, so it's like, oh man, we don't deserve to be exterminated. So even he's got like a good point to go through. But to be honest with you, my biggest takeaway is the fact that, like, especially with the background that French has got and like how he kind of fades in and out, that he looks like Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, thanks. So, yeah. Low lights and the robe. Yeah, I got a Palpatine look. I appreciate that. I would love
to. But no, it was
staff would get me a lot of respect at work.
It was really cool. I'm not the like the biggest fan of like Lord of the Rings, but I'm a fan, right? Like, so there's different levels to that. Like, I'm not like up to that French or like Adelia's standard of being that kind of fan of like Lord of the Rings. But it was cool to see like Mount Doom get basically created right there. So we saw the beginnings of Mount Doom, which was like actually kind of cool setup. Like I said, it looked really good, like movie quality stuff. So Amazon's obviously putting the money behind it and that kind of thing. And it's another one of those things I don't understand. There are things that come out that I get the criticisms and I get like negativity behind it, but this show so far, I don't understand as much of the negativity. And maybe the last two episodes of the series suck so bad that you're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? But like, if they're not terrible, it's like, bro, what was these people really complaining about? Is it as good as, say, the House of Dragons and me so far? No, but I'm a big like Game of Thrones lore fan and stuff like that, like even bigger than Lord of the Rings. But like, it's pretty solid. Like, I don't have it's fun to watch.
But something that is one of the complaints is the playing around with the timeline. I thought that especially the big moment at the end of this episode resolved, or at least didn't resolve, but it just played with, is that the whole time scale's off. Well, if you look at this, Sauron effectively engineered a mountain and got these guys on this project that they have been working on for God knows how long to pull this off. And all this happened before this show even started. He has been working on this plan. And it hasn't exactly gone his way in like the where we think he is right now. We think he's there. But he's had this plan for a while.
So like Adelia thinks that one guy that technically got announced like the king sort of like in the
she
Southlands.
She thinks it's like a Senator Palpatine. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm convinced that he's Sauron.
So like if she's right, who was that guy with like the skinny white dude at one point when he shows up where the
also Sauron.
So you think there's like multiple Saurons, like Saurons all over the place.
The woman with the short hair?
Was it a woman with the short hair? I thought it was a guy. I thought
there was
like
there was three of them in different outfits.
Yeah, I thought there was a couple of them that were girls.
It's meant to be. Again, I see a female with short hair. You see a guy with a buzz cut. I think it's meant to be.
Well, I mean, they wasn't on the screen ambiguous. That long, so it's hard to tell. Like,
yeah, and you just get a quick look.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering who that is. So you think both of them are Sauron like at the same time?
I think we have seen Sauron multiple times already. And I think both of them are Sauron.
I will not confirm which one you may or may not be correct, but I will confirm that you have seen Sauron a few times now.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Since I made the connection the first time, the whole Adar as Brando from Apocalypse Now, I keep seeing it the more I look for it. And yeah, that's a brilliantly written thing.
got some snoke. Kudos
to the writers on this. Yeah, there's some. Yeah, a lot of snoke to that Palpatine.
Mm-hmm. I think these episodes were really, really good, and I cannot wait till we watch the next two episodes. But I don't know. There's just something about Halbrand, man.
Everybody keeps asking me, like, who are you? Why do you know this? Like, how are you?
Who are you? Why do you know this? Also, like, it's just too convenient, man.
And I've mentioned this to y'all before, is that on a rewatch, I love it because I see the bread. Now that I know to look for them, I see the breadcrumbs. And they've been dropping them all through this. And that's why y'all are thinking the way you are. They're dropping a ton of breadcrumbs.
There's one person that's missing, right? That I'm wondering about, and that is a certain particular character that Adelia could show everybody out there. Like, where is that guy at?
You mean this guy?
Yeah. Oh, where is that dude at?
I don't think Gollum's been born yet, Justin.
Oh, that's bullshit, man. This show sucks. Yeah. No wonder nobody likes it. No wonder nobody likes this show. Man, this is bull. I thought the whole first season was leading up to Gollum. Bro, and this is bullshit.
The Tolkien nerd in me is loving the scenes in
Numenor. You just want her to show what you've got her.
When they were showing Farazan explaining his cunning plan of why he's letting Muriel go on this adventure to Middle Earth. Mm-hmm. It was like, they're going to owe us for this. And he's planning on making money off of this.
So whoever watches this is going to kind of get spoiled, but yes. But I did figure that as soon as Adelia got anything that I got, she would probably recognize who the hell got it, because who else would have bought Gollum?
Who else would have sent it to me, just Adelia?
I was just like, I saw Gollum. I was like, bro, she might even hate this, but I'm buying it.
So, no,
I love it. She loved it.
I watched her open it.
But it's kind of one of those, which nickname do we, Adelia blank nickname?
On the address he sent this to me, he just put Adelia. He did not put my last name.
No. Oh, by the way, because it's going to come late, there is a second piece, but it ain't coming until after Christmas.
Oh.
It's a.
Don't tell me.
No, that's because Justin likes to give things in his own name, and I told him not to do it, to put Adelia's name, so he just put Adelia.
Yeah, it's just easier on Amazon to click on the thing, and it just sends. You just change the address.
Yeah. Listen, you didn't even put a last name. You just put Adelia. That's it.
I'm so glad that actually showed up at my house.
I see the fun you can have with that, so yeah.
Bro, hey, but don't that thing. I saw it in the picture.
Amazon doesn't care as long as it gets where it gets.
I got addressed to Justin. Justin sent me something in his name to my house that I got yesterday also.
Yeah.
But in the picture, I couldn't tell when you first.
So what you think? You think he didn't want you to know? Hey, this package is for me. Open it.
Does it have a couple of strands of hair just flopping around? There it is. Ah, bro, it's the Gollum hair. Hey, Greg, next time, hey, man, to celebrate the last two episodes when we watch the reaction, you need to have that hairstyle.
I got you.
Greg.
I got you.
I was really watching.
Justin can't do it, that's why.
And especially the Lord of the Rings movies I was watching, I noticed the bad Gollum comb-overy kind of strandy hair. Mm-hmm. Is a great way to hide the lines from where they were CGI-ing him into that scene.
Yeah.
I like how Justin sacrificed Greg and not himself because he didn't have enough hair.
Shocked.
Yeah, I don't even have the long hair. But with that being said, guys, do y'all have any like last minute comments for the two episodes we just watched, or are we got it?
Nah,
I think pretty much everybody enjoyed it. If you do watch this reaction and you want to like join along with us as we watch different shows, like obviously this ain't a brand new show. This is an older show. We watch some of the new shows and everything. Join the Patreon and then come and join us, man. We have fun watching these shows together.
I do want to say, though, that don't sleep on in episode 5. There was a lot of the whole antipathy towards elves. Not everyone in Numenor likes elves or wants to do anything to help them. And that is in there. And let's not forget about that, because it's going to become important. Maybe not the rest of this season, but next season for sure, it's going to be a big deal.
But yeah, man, join the Patreon, join the Discord, and then you can come in here and join us in with this fun activity of watching, like, sometimes old shows, sometimes new shows. We did it with Ahsoka now, Lord of the Rings, and we did one Loki. More like this, right? Loki, and I think the next one that's going to be coming up is going to be Percy Jackson. And I ain't going to lie to you, I love Greek mythology. I'm like a little bit like Ferris on this one. I couldn't wait completely. So I watched the first episode, bro. The first episode is just like the book. They did it right. They did the right thing.
Damn you. They got the author.
Justin punished.
They got the author. And they got him together. I was scared
because
it was Disney. I was
scared.
Shut your dirty mouth.
I ain't saying nothing about it. I couldn't help it. I didn't watch
man.
I'm mad at you. You're not supposed to watch things without me. You know this.
Wow, man, that's messed up.
That's messed up. That is messed up.
All right.
I just wanted to see you get a feel for it. But I think it's going to be super fun. So if you want to join that, you got a little bit of time. We'll be doing that probably, after the very beginning of the new year. So new year, we'll be watching Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
In the new year, Justin's punished.
Yeah, whatever.
I was wondering who's got this game about me.
Okay, Adelia, take us out.
Have a good night, everyone. Peace.
Justin.
I ain't a joke.
Yes, you are.